Welcome back. Oh, that was Welcome Back, Cotter. Okay. Well, welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on WHRULP Huntley Community Radio on 101.5 FM on your dial, where we play the greatest music of all time. But today we are honoring some of the very talented musicians who have left us over the last several months. All right. Well, we're going to start with another chap that was born in Chicago. And we're talking about the great jazz legend Ramsey Lewis, who passed away in September of 2022. Ramsey started taking piano lessons when he was 4 years old.
Four years old. How old are you when you started your lessons?
I know. Are you kidding me, Jim? 4 years old? You know, they make this recommendation that you shouldn't start piano lessons until you're age seven, but who cares? Well, anyways, that's when I began, age seven.
7 years old?
7 years old.
Because
your hands aren't big enough and coordinated enough. Can you imagine what kind of hands this guy had?
No. Well, I don't. And I'm not going to.
Okay. Well, anyways, he formed the first Ramsey Lewis Trio in 1956. And a year later, they were signed to Cadet Records. And that was, by the way, the jazz division of Chicago-based Chess Records.
Yeah, very famous record company. Ramsey was very adept at taking popular music and giving it a little bit of a jazz spin. And one song he chose became a huge hit for the trio, and that song was The In Crowd, which was originally recorded by Dobie Gray in late 1964. Ramsey's version was recorded live in 1965 at the Bohemian Caverns nightclub in Washington, D.C., and appeared on the Grammy-winning album of the same name. So let's take a nice listen to the guy with the big hands. It's The In Crowd by the Ramsey Lewis Trio.
I was never part of The In Crowd. So.
No, you weren't. I wasn't either. I was in the Who the Heck Is That Guy crowd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
Thank you.
Well, that's the great Ramsey Lewis trio from way back when in 1965,
yep.
I think. Yeah, so that was the In Crowd. Well, another death that affected me greatly was that of Robbie Bachman from the band Bachman Turner Overdrive. And Mark, once again, these people are so young when they join these bands. Robbie joined his brother Randy's band, Brave Belt, when he was only 18 years old.
Wow. You know, this is a little off the cuff, but you know what a lot of people said BTO stood for?
No, what?
Billions and Trillions Overweight.
Oh.
They were
a hefty band.
Hefty. But they were, I wouldn't call them fat. I would call them stocky.
Yeah.
They were stocky guys.
Yeah.
But BTO, they were from Canada, correct?
Yeah, they were from Winnipeg. And sorry, Mark, they weren't Montreal Canadiens hockey fans. No, well,
right.
Whatever.
Well, they stink anyway, so I don't care.
Who?
Montreal.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said that. Well, anyway, as most people know, the band Brave Belt morphed into the Bachman Turner Overdrive, and the rest is rock and roll history. And Robbie was another one of those drummers who really hit the skins hard, and he was also very, very energetic in live performances. And he was one of the very first rock drummers, did you know this?
No.
To use a double bass drum. Yep.
No kidding.
Would I kid you?
That. Boy, I learned something every day from you.
Yeah.
Well, he was an excellent drummer, and one song that I think shows his talent is Let It Ride from the BTO 2 album.
Yeah, I like that one.
Didn't somebody use that song locally, a car dealership? Ride.
Probably.
Ride.
It sounds like a car commercial, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's a good song, so let's play that one. So here is Let It Ride by Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Goodbye, I like
To all our listeners out there who recognize the song and remember what car dealership or car brand this was associated with, email the station and help us out.
Yeah, I think that's important for us to know that. Anyway,
That hurt, Jim.
Yeah, I really liked that song. I think you could really tell what a good drummer that Robbie Bachman was.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time, and today we are honoring those who we have lost within the last several months.
Yeah, and you know, Jim, the word legend gets thrown around a lot, and we're guilty of it too. But there's no disputing that Jerry Lee Lewis was a legend. He was a member of the first class of inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986, and with the exception of Little Richard, Jerry Lee played the piano unlike any way the piano's inventor could have imagined. By the way, you know, the piano was invented by an Italian, Cristofori, can't remember his last name. Do you know that?
Yeah, I knew that on Jeopardy. I heard that the other day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, I don't think he expected the piano to be played with, you know.
With your feet?
With his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then throw the chair away?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Jerry Lee Lewis is awesome. Well, a little bit about Jerry Lee Lewis. He was born in Faraday, Louisiana, in the year 1935, and he began playing piano at age 9, which is 2 years later than
me.
You said you should start.
Yeah.
Right at 7. He was heavily influenced by the music of preachers, black musicians, performers at the Grand Ole Opry. He loved Jimmy Rogers, Hank Wilson, and here's a surprising note, is Al Jolson.
Wow,
that's
a surprise.
Well, anyway, Jerry Lee Lewis, at the age of 14, demonstrated his gift publicly by playing at the opening of a local car dealership. Maybe they played the song Let It Ride by Bachman Turner Overdrive there.
Yeah, El Pimani Ford.
Yeah, I think so. Well, from that point forward, that's when he chose music over school.
Yeah, interesting.
Like a lot of us did.
Yeah, interesting career path. In the mid-1950s, he found work at Sun Studios in Memphis, where he recorded his first single and worked on recordings with Carl Perkins and jammed with Elvis and Johnny Cash, which we all know, the Million Dollar Quartet. So.
Yeah, I saw that twice.
And
three
I
times.
Did too.
Three times.
Oh, wow, one more than me. By 1957, he shot to stardom with his famous stage antics and, of course, songs like Whole Lotta Shakin' Going On and Great Balls of Fire and Breathless. In the 1970s, he found new life actually as a country artist. And in 1989, the movie Great Balls of Fire introduced a whole new generation to Jerry Lee.
Jerry Lee Lewis, yes. Well, he would continue to record music and work with admirers such as Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. What band are they in? Oh, the Stones.
The Rollings.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones. also, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, Buddy Guy, another guy I think I know, Eric Clapton, the great Sheryl Crow, another person who's awesome is John Fogerty. Many, many others. How's that for some friends, Mark? Pretty good?
Yeah, but they aren't me.
No, they aren't you. Well, in 2014, his biography was released to critical acclaim, and he told Rolling Stone magazine, "I just think it's a blessing from God that I'm still living and I'm still rocking." Amen to that, right?
Right.
Well, but sadly, all that came to an end on October 28th of last year. So let's pay tribute to the killer with his great 1957 song, Great Balls of Fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let in love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my nail down and that's worth all my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
Come on.
Oh, man. Come on, Jim.
Another one of those songs that you start driving at 30 and then all of a sudden you're at 60 and you don't even realize
it. And, you know, so many of his songs are like that. It's just, I listen to that piano playing and I'm going, man, it's just, it's like preaching, you know?
Yeah, him and Little Richard at the same time, just amazing people. Well, anyway, let's continue with the show. Let's talk about a band that should have made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a lot sooner than it did, and that band is called the Doobie Brothers. They had it all, outstanding musicianship, great harmonies.
Hey, Jim, why were they called the Doobie Brothers?
Actually, they're named after Frank Sinatra when he did that at the end of one song,
Doobie,
Doobie,
Doobie, Doo. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway, they also had killer hit songs, great musical diversity. And in late 2022, one of the founders passed away. And that was drummer John Hartman. He played drums for the Doobies from 1970 all the way through the 70s until, I think, 1979. And then he came back to the band from 87, and then he retired.
He did. He just retired.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe he just couldn't do it anymore. But, you know, Jim, along with the Allman Brothers and the Grateful Dead, the Doobies were known for incorporating dual drummers. And Hartman's stint with the group included 13 of the band's top 40 hits. That's a lot.
Yeah, and here's a little background on the guy who his bandmates referred to as Little John. In their early days, Hartman and longtime Doobie guitarist Tom Johnson were biker types, and the Doobies gained a reputation as the unofficial band of the San Jose chapter of the Hells Angels. Ouch.
Yeah.
As Patrick Simmons has remarked in several interviews, there was a lot of rowdiness during the band's early bar days, but only with a few exceptions, the Angels were pretty good guys.
Yeah, I guess I've read there's a lot of stories about the early days, and I guess the Angels and the Doobies got along pretty well, but, you know.
They weren't very good at security guards, Altamont.
I read that they would ride their motorcycles, like, into the venues. You know, they would ride right into the venues on their motorcycles.
Who's going to stop them?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
Well, with Hartman playing on so many hits, it's very difficult to pick out just one. But for me, I think, and I think for most people, I think the song that broke things wide open for the Doobie Brothers was the song Listen to the Music. And it was a very good example of how the Doobies successfully incorporated two drummers into the music. So, why not? Let's play Listen to the Music.
Yeah, let's listen to the music.
Let's listen to it, too.
The song Listen to the Music.
And listen to it.
Okay.
Coming.
and the crowd is growing bigger.
Well, Jim, that wraps up another That Classic Rock Show on the mighty 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio.
And although today's artists are no longer with us, their music will live on through vinyl records, CDs, digital downloads, the World Wide Web, and radio stations just like ours.
Ooh, good plug. Good plug, man. So please go to the Huntley Community Radio Station website to find out more about our show. And remember, you can listen to any of our 96 archived shows 24/7 on the station's website server.
And Mark, we like to thank everyone for tuning in, but let's close out with a great song written by Burt Bacharach, performed by Dionne Warwick, and it's called Say a Little Prayer for
good,
You.
Good picture. Good
yeah.
Picture.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you.
Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart.
For the bus, dear, while riding I think of us, dear, I say a little prayer for you. At work I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you.
Forever, forever, you stay in my heart.
Some prayer, say you love me too.